Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
What are you doing, Jim?
Oh, I'm just getting the place ready for intern Mary. Okay, Patrick, this is exciting. We have a special guest today.
Yep.
Now, this is someone who has been working behind the scenes.
That's right.
On the show. The listeners know that we have help producing the show.
That's right.
From our interns.
That's right. Yeah, we're only like 1/8 of the show. The interns do all the actual hard work.
You got the interns doing all the work. You got the listeners providing all the content.
That's right.
What do you need us for anymore, right?
We're just the pretty faces, I guess. And in my case, not even that.
Yeah, we're just here to sell tickets, right?
That's right.
An in-studio appearance here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us is...
Mary Edelberg.
Hey, Mary.
Hey,
how
Mary.
You doing?
Thank you so much for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. This is exciting, Jim. So in the past, we've done kind of meet the intern episodes, because you guys know interns are, as you said, Jim, really important part of our show. So this is great that we get to have Mary in person and get to learn a little bit about her.
Yeah, this is exciting. So oftentimes we have... interns who are far-flung. For instance, Sammy is out on the West Coast. John, who, well, it wasn't too far away, but he was you know, far enough away up in Maryland that it didn't make sense for him to stop in. And we've had others.
Yeah.
Somebody who was in Pennsylvania and so on.
Matt lives somewhere in Canada or something
that.
Yeah, we're not sure.
We're not sure where
somewhere
he is.
Somewhere far out there.
Of course, intern Sam, king of the interns, is local. And now we have another local here.
So I'm
Mary,
so excited.
Mary lives in Alexandria, Virginia.
Correct.
But what's really cool is that... you used to live in Louisville, right?
I was born and raised in Louisville.
How about that?
That's awesome.
I don't know if you saw the Cardinals stuff over there. See that?
Yes,
banner.
It's the right team. If it were UK, I might have to run away. My dad would not abide.
Okay, you have come to the right place. There's another U of L thing over there.
Excellent. I feel safe.
Yeah, both my kids were born in Louisville.
Okay.
And my wife went to U of L. The boy, in particular, because he's just a crazy sports fan, he loves the Cards.
Oh,
he's
right.
A huge Cards fan. In his bedroom, he's got this giant national champions, you know, like decal thing on the wall and everything. It's really cool.
My dad's a fan. I've never had much school spirit for any school I went to, any school I was next to, but I support them, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm with you on that. I'm a school spirit. Luckily, I dropped out of most of the schools I went to, so that helps.
Yes, you're more of a fan of the professional sports,
right? That's right. Yep.
Okay, so what brings you to Virginia and, you know, to this podcast?
Well, my husband brought me to Virginia.
Okay.
He's active duty military,
right.
So he's stationed here. And the podcast, well, I just finished school in Minneapolis for sound design for visual media, so I was getting lazy. I'll tell them myself. And I need to something to keep my chops up while I, you know, teach aqua fitness at the YMCA.
Okay,
cool.
It's been great. You've been doing some great editing work for us.
Love
and
it.
It's a really good show. It's really great content. And I'm very excited. I'm finding new music all the time.
Excellent.
Well, that's what
we
hope.
We'd like to hear. Yeah.
Okay, so what are your music tastes before you heard this new music?
Before I heard this new music, it was still everything. So I'm happy when I find more of everything. I don't think there's anything that I don't really like, except for reggae. Maybe there's some reggae I like, but most of it, I'm just like, I can't. It's too slow, but it should be fast. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to feel it, but I just can't. But everything else, I've been listening to a lot of K-pop lately.
Okay. Well, you'll have to educate us on that.
Yeah.
What was it, Mary, that led you into sound design and recording and audio editing to begin with? Did you have a certain spark that sent you in that direction, or like an experience that sent you in that direction?
I always loved soundtracks.
Okay.
That doesn't make me sound too nerdy.
No.
When I was younger, I used to listen to soundtrack music.
Mm.
And I feel like that's more acceptable today, but when you're like 12 listening to like Terrence Blanchard, like, why are you listening to jazz? I also grew up listening to NPR. I remember you talking about the NPR stations in Louisville. And
yeah.
I would go back and forth and listen to that. I also really like pop music. Like, people are afraid to say that they like pop music, but I really like pop music. It's great. I love things that I can dance to. My dad plays saxophone.
Oh, does he? Cool.
He had a band in the basement. The basement band kept me up many a night. And
that's awesome.
I think it's just ingrained in my soul. I need to be around music at all times. So
got it.
I love a good saxophone. I also love a good fiddle. So
That's interesting.
The life I live.
That's very cool. Yeah, it's interesting thinking about soundtracks and how it kind of leads into podcasting or shows that mix voice and narrative and music too, because, you know, I have a lot of records, some I inherited, some I found in, you know, bargain stores or thrift shops, but some of those soundtracks where they incorporate actual dialogue from the movie or like spoken parts are really, really interesting. You know, like the song will be playing and all of a sudden there's some of the background music and then a character talking. Like, that stuff is really, really cool. I don't know how, you know, I don't really listen to like soundtracks to like the Disney movies or some of the more popular stuff. I don't know if they really still do that or if it's all just songs nowadays, but I think it's such an interesting incorporation of a way to recreate a film on a piece of audio.
From my experience, the difference between soundtracks and scores,
mm-hmm.
when I blew my mind when I was 15, like, why can't I find this song on the score? Because scores are just the music and soundtracks are the actual songs.
Got it.
So the new Mary Poppins, they put the score and the soundtrack together.
Oh, did they?
So you have the songs with Lin-Manuel, you know, doing his thing. Yeah. And then you have the actual just music. So when you're just feeling like, hey, Cherry Tree Lane, that's where I want to be, but I don't really want to sing the songs. You can do that.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That's really cool. Because a tremendous amount of time and effort goes into creating, even for TV shows now, the subtlety. And I think it's such a way to expose music. My wife is a huge fan of the TV show This Is Us. And I'm not allowed to be anywhere around because it's a very serious show when she's watching. So I'm banished from the area. But I happened to be in the kitchen and I heard Hiss Golden Messenger, who's one of my favorite singers. And he's on This Is Us. And all of a sudden I'm looking it up and it's totally boosted his career. Apparently,
really?
Yeah, that his one song was on this soundtrack where it kind of exposes audiences that would never listen to that kind of music. But, you know, he writes a lot of sort of sad, pensive, you know, contemplative songs. And apparently I'm pigeonholing This Is Us. Apparently it's not all about crying and being sad. There's a lot of stuff in it. So
is there?
I don't know.
I feel like all the commercials are very cryy.
Yeah, me too. And there's a lot of crying going on in my house.
Right. So
maybe I'm not wrong. Mary's with me on this.
I support you.
All right. I like that.
I don't know. I got nothing here. I haven't seen that. But I know what you're saying, though. You do get a little bit of a thrill when an artist that you know that maybe isn't, you know, super well known to the masses, when that artist has a song appear on like a TV show or a movie or that kind of thing, you're like, hey,
I know, it's cool. Somebody else. You know? Yeah, exactly. Right. You know? It makes you feel great.
That is cool. Scores, I think, are an interesting thing to listen to, though, because I don't know. I guess in some ways it sort of gives you a connection again to that movie. You know, you can sort of take it with you
or
have it with you. When you're not like in an active, you know, viewing situation, right? And so if you really like that movie or the way the movie made you feel, like you can have that in another setting, I think, right?
Yeah, I think it's real emotional just being able to, I like being able to move people with sound. And I think that it's really cool how it calls you back to like, oh, I remember what I was doing when I was watching a movie. Man, that made me sad.
Yeah.
Man, I need some chocolate right now. It just changes your mood.
Seriously. That happened to me when I had seen the movie a couple years back, and all of a sudden I heard this music, and I think it was produced by Trent Reznor for the movie The Social Network. Do you remember this movie? It was about Facebook.
Yes.
And I heard that music and it instantly took me back. I was like, what is this from? I know this,
right.
You know, but it was instrumental. And I was like, I know this really well, but I don't know exactly why.
I think he got an Oscar for that.
Yeah. It's very evocative.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the thing that came to my mind. What about, so you said your dad played saxophone. Do you play an instrument at all? Have you ever performed or gotten into playing in any way or DJing or any of that kind of stuff?
When I was younger, I used to take my cassettes. Yes, I said it.
Yeah.
I made mixtapes because that's what you do.
That's what you do.
But I've never been a DJ. I did play drums.
Okay.
I took lessons for years.
Did you?
I took guitar lessons. I can play like the beginning of a No Doubt song, but that's about it. It didn't stick.
Okay.
I did marching band. I did regular band in middle school. I was in high school when Drumline came out and I marched snare. It was a big part of my life.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't really want to do this in college. These drums are heavy. I really like to dance. You know what? I'm just going to go over here, guys. But I do listen to just band music sometimes, because sometimes you just need a good cadence in your life.
Yeah, that's interesting. I could see that for sure. You mentioned teaching aqua fitness. Now, do you create playlists for that class? Is there like music playing when you're in the water?
Absolutely do.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
I'm pretty sure that most people who come to my class just come for a playlist. Like 75% sure they're just coming to listen to the disco because I like to dance.
Right.
And because of the class size, I teach on the side of the pool.
Okay.
So they really like 70s music, and that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Because I get to listen to all the disco and oldies. So it's mostly upbeat because, you know, you don't want to listen to slow music while you're in the water.
No, right, right.
Sometimes we take our time, slow it down.
Yeah.
Also, it helps them forget that they're actually working really hard.
Yeah.
Because I also don't teach a regular aqua fitness class. It's an aqua hit class. So it's high intensity.
Okay.
Right. I need that class.
Yeah, me too.
Look, you're welcome.
I just told the pants splitting story the other day on the show. Man, I need a class like that right now.
Me too.
I'm here for you.
Okay. Some high intensity workout.
All right. Tell me what you think of this.
Well, how do you do? A kiss on the cheek. Hey, it's been a while. It's all just beg, borrow, and steal all your time. You call it dignified.
Have either of you ever heard that song?
No.
No, I've never heard that song before.
I thought it was Adam Ant at first.
Well, that's a good pull there, because when you were talking like drumline, it just like this song just popped in my head, because you rarely hear that kind of drumming in like pop music,
yep,
right?
Right.
The band is White Rabbits, and the song is called Percussion Gun.
Okay.
It's about 10 years old. Something like that.
It's going on a list.
Yeah.
It's a cool jam.
It is. It's really cool, right? Do you like that?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, very neat. Very rhythmic.
Bring back drumline memories, marching band memories for me.
It was giving me real Panic at the Disco vibes, actually.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, I could see that for sure. Yeah. What would you say if you had to recite a formative musical moment? Was there one moment where you go back and remember it? Is it like your dad's band playing, or like an early memory where you're like, I love music, or I'm really in love with it? But I don't know, maybe you already answered it, because it sounds like it was kind of always in your life, right? From the very beginning?
It has. I've always been around music. I don't know. One moment. I mean, I probably should say listening to my dad play band, but it's not true. It's just
sorry,
not.
Dad.
Sorry, Dad. You know, it was actually in the 90s. I watched this movie, and the first time it was like you were talking about, they had some dialogue over the instrumental. It's actually when I found out who Terrence Blanchard was. Mm. I think the movie was called Gia, and it was like
that movie. Yeah,
I think it was the closing, and there's just this trumpet, and it's just so evocative. It's like bringing these emotions back. It's like, oh my goodness, what is this feeling? I need this. I need it.
Yeah.
For having been allowed to walk where I've walked, which was to hell on earth, heaven on earth, back again, into, under, far in between, through it, in it, and above.
And so I think that was the moment I was like, this is the music that I really want in my life.
Mm.
Also TV. I watch a lot of TV growing up, and just listening to different sounds.
Now, I'll tell you this about Disney. Personal anecdote. My wife once had a migraine headache for like two and a half, like going on 3 days, when the kids were younger. And it was during a time when they were incessantly watching the Pocahontas movie.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, Sheila and all three of them were sitting there, and they just all started singing. And it was during that song, How high does the sycamore grow?
Okay.
If you'll cut it down, Jim, you'll never know. And they were all belting it out. And all of a sudden, she was like, my headache's gone. It just left. Now, it could have been a coincidence, but it also could be that song. So that's like her favorite song. Because it brings back this memory when this horrible headache just left her.
It has healing qualities, that
song. Or she hit some note that opened up, you know, the brain space. So.
I'm convinced they know what they're doing over there at Disney with their music department.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Well, I'm going to give a shout to a movie that came out several years ago, a Disney movie that I consider to have the best original music. And I know this movie well because it came out at the time when my kids were little and, you know, they would latch on to like one movie and then watch it over and over and over again. But I was very happy with this one. Hercules.
Oh, my goodness.
The songs in that are fantastic.
Really? I still listen to that in my car to this day. Me and my husband will sing.
Yes.
We sing unashamedly. We are the muses. Yeah. Oh, it sends me every time.
It's the best. It's got this whole like gospel thing going and the lyrics are really smart. Wow. And the songs are just like belted out. It's really cool.
Wow.
It's
missed that one altogether.
Put that on your to-do list.
Yeah, I definitely
do. Listen to those songs when you get a chance.
Okay.
They're awesome.
Back when the world was new, the planet Earth was down on its luck, and everywhere gigantic brutes called titans ran amok. It was a nasty place. There was a mess wherever you stepped, where chaos reigned and earthquakes and volcanoes never slept.
Woo! Say it, girlfriend!
And then along came Zeus. He hurled his thunderbolt. He said, lock those suckers in a vault. They're trapped. He's on his own. Stop chaos in its tracks. And that's a gospel child. Too tight and just relax. And that's the world's first ditch.
Yeah, baby.
Zeus tamed the globe while still in his youth.
Are now at the age where they're old enough to like go back and, you know, own it. Like, you know, because when you get to high school or at a certain point, you're like, oh, I don't want to talk about the Disney movie at all. I'm like, you know, I know it, but, you know, but now they're at the age where, like, oh, yeah, we used to watch this like over and over and a million times. So it'd be cool to like turn them on to that.
Yeah. All right.
Now, Mary, I got to put you on the spot here. If you can't answer this question, don't worry. But when you've been editing Rockin' the Suburbs, is there any point where you're like, oh, here's some music that Jim and Patrick really need to listen to? I wonder if they've ever heard it. Has that ever popped into your mind?
And we'd be happy to hear it, by the way, too.
I'm just selfishly wondering if I can get some new music suggestions.
I mean, I did try and prepare some, but like listening to episodes, it always kind of just takes me back to like things that I've heard that are like this, or I've heard of this group before. So like, no, I'm just building new playlists so far. There's nothing.
Yeah.
And then I try going to the website and looking up the songs that you guys have actually had on the show.
There you go.
Because I'm like, I don't want to keep duplicating things.
Right.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a whole database.
We do. And it's a good resource.
Every really song handy. That's been played.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find that.
God bless Intern Sam.
Intern Sam puts that together.
Updated every day.
I know.
He's a saint. Yes.
He really keeps the show running.
He really does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Between Mary and Sam and Matt and Sammy, that's not sure why
we're
here.
It's a great team. It's a great team. Well, you came in at just the right time, too, because we had those January listener picks.
Yeah.
So there was so much new music in that month of shows, right?
I'm still going through. I'm still backtracking.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. It's really amazing. We put together the playlist of all the albums that people suggested. Let me see if I can find this here.
Like 580 some songs or something like that. It was a lot of tunes. We featured it in the newsletter.
54 hours of music when you put all those albums together people recommended.
Yeah. Well, and since we mentioned the newsletter, I'll say you can see what Mary's listening to every week because she contributes to our little section, what we're listening to. We all put in a thing that we're listening to. I mean, me, it's usually that day or the day before. But it's great to have that very eclectic variety of stuff. And it's really cool. I don't think I'd heard of any of Mary's picks so far. Every single one is like a new album to me, which is great.
I try and keep it different because sometimes I get in, you know, I don't want to just go back. Oh, I'm listening to Maze and Frankie Beverly again.
Yeah, exactly.
So first off, go to suburbspod.com and sign up for the newsletter. All you got to do is just put your email address in there and it's free. Get it every week. And it's really cool. But also, you know, aside from having started to work on the show with us, how do you discover new music?
Usually Amazon tells me what's new. Or I watch TV and I'm like, what is this? Like, I never really go out to find new music, but I don't have to because it's just there's just so much content.
Like, it finds you.
It finds me.
Yeah.
It's a great point about TV shows, too. Now, I think there's so much music on those shows. It's great. And there's so many shows to choose from.
I was going
to
say, there's
incredible.
So many TV shows today. It's insane, right?
Yeah. And new streaming services and like new movies. Yeah.
And where do you want to go in terms of sound production, that kind of work?
I actually would like to work on movies, maybe TV, doing soundtracks. When I say soundtracks, I mean like special effects. I like explosions. And
oh, feel free to put those, edit those in anytime.
Yeah, we'd love some explosions. That'd be great.
We could use more sound effects for
I'm
sure.
I'm really trying to work on the boosh sounds. Like if you guys just want like a trailer or something, I'd be down to try that.
That'd be great. Yeah, like, that would be really
an action
good.
Movie. Mm-hmm.
On Spotify and other streaming services.
Oh my God.
That'd be great.
Okay, now we're talking.
All right, it's out there.
Now that we know, have this resource, now this opens up a whole new world of possibilities.
Glad you asked that question, Jim.
Yes. I mean, to this point, it's basically just been the same sound effect of somebody running up the stairs and the car started.
That's it. Yeah, that's all we got.
As far as we've gone.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah. Don't knock it. It's good.
it's our one go-to. And occasionally Shadow Panting will be on the show as well. Maybe some dogs barking.
Yeah.
That's it.
If you ever need any kind of dog noises, I can record those. So that's no problem at all.
We got plenty of those, yeah.
So talk a little bit more about that. So movies, they'll have somebody who just does like sound production, right?
Yes.
Like putting in all the like incidental sound and things like that in a movie.
Right. So for the post-production in the sound, so production is on set. The post-production side, they have like dialogue editors, which is very similar to what you're doing here.
Yeah.
And then they have the Foley artists who put in all of the like cloth movement and keys jangling and the dog sound effects. Mm-hmm.
Footsteps. Yeah.
I worked on a project that gave us the movie with no sound at all.
Wow.
We put in every single sound, built the film like that. So I've gotten a chance to work with every part of the behind the scenes. And then, you know, you have the explosion-y things that are kind of like outside reality, effects. That's kind of where I want to live eventually.
So like in a movie or a TV show, like you mentioned, like keys, for example. So if somebody, character walks into a room and puts his keys on the table, that sound may not be captured by the mics on set, right?
Yeah, and it's probably not very well.
Right. So that even something as simple as that has to be added in later, right?
Right. And that's because it's noisy on set. Even if they try and make it quiet, the microphones can't tell the difference between my voice and the air conditioner. They are just picking up everything. So on set, you try to get the cleanest dialogue you can, but ADR, automated dialogue replacement, you got to get people in the studios to redo their performances. And that's expensive, but that's where a lot of films are going these days. So as far as keys, you probably would never record keys on set.
Right. It's so interesting.
Yeah.
Right?
Thinking about that, one show my wife and I were watching, we got hooked on this Downton Abbey, which is a very period kind of English piece, but they were so good about that. Like the heels of the shoes walking down the hallway. And like when you were mentioning the cloth, like when they would be making a bed or folding something, you could actually hear that very faintly, just how you normally would. I mean, the attention to detail in that was incredible. Like silverware, you know, hitting the plate and all this, like really small stuff, but it really made a difference. You know, glasses.
It adds that sort of bit of tension.
Right. It's really amazing.
Now, the thing that becomes just outside of reality is like when somebody punches somebody else and then the punch sounds like an explosion or something.
Let me tell you about punches. Punches are so fun to do in the studio because you punch lots of weird things, coming up with the sound to make it visceral enough so that it evokes that right emotion is fun. There's a lot of magic behind the scenes. Huh.
So I bet when you do that for a while, you must come up with like a big box of like little toys you have to make certain sound effects, right? Yeah. And you know, it's interesting. It always comes back to soccer, but I was watching a game yesterday and they were saying how they couldn't turn on the microphones that they usually have to pick up the crowd noise and the sound of kicks because it was so windy. It sounded very flat, not like normally when you watch a game, we've got the crowd and you can actually hear people kicking the ball and a little bit of shouts and the whistle and all that. You could, you know, it was very quiet because of the wind blowing so hard.
Well, whenever you watch a basketball game, if you ever just take a moment to just like focus on the sound in the game and hear the squeaking of the shoes, right? But I think they mic that, like in particular, to like really get that sound. Mm-hmm. Because most of the time when you're watching a game, you're not thinking about that happening, but it makes you feel more like you're at the game that way, right?
Exactly.
To hear that the squeak, which would be kind of an annoying sound when you think about it.
Normally it'd be like nails on a chalkboard.
Right. But it adds something to the game to hear that sound, of course. Yeah.
That's also the part that I like. The fact that if you didn't have it, you don't have that same feeling.
That's right.
Good sound, you shouldn't notice it.
Right.
But if it's not there, you know something's missing.
That's
like
exactly.
You feel it in your soul. And that's why I like sound.
Oh, cool.
I mean, that's the best answer there can possibly be.
Well, we're so happy to have you.
I know.
Helping us out.
This is
great. Yeah. You're going to teach us some things, I'm sure.
Hope so. I like these ideas about these sound effects.
Figured out. Yeah, well, I like that a lot too.
I'm getting on it right now as soon as we leave.
So I don't think this will surprise the listeners much at all. We kind of figured a lot of this stuff all out on our own.
Yeah, the hard way. To go back to some of the earlier episodes. Yeah,
that's
a little rough.
So.
But you're here. 700 plus episodes in.
And we got married.
That's all that matters.
We're doing good.
No, we like, and I hope you like editing this stuff and putting it together, because we don't do all the editing anymore. We do some of it ourselves. It's just very time consuming, but I do enjoy doing it.
When I
edit an episode, I really like sort of the craft of making it make some sense.
Yeah, totally.
So thanks very much.
Oh, this has been awesome.
For helping us out.
Thank you. Thank you for having
the team. Absolutely.
Before we close out here, we should mention, though, the live show coming up. Wednesday, March 4th, we're going to be talking about The Who and counting down great songs, and we're going to have lots of other fun stuff for people who come to see us do this.
I can't wait.
It's going to be Wednesday, March 4th at Jam and Java in Vienna, Virginia. If you're in the DC area, please come out and check that out, right?
Yeah.
So you can get tickets by going to jamandjava.com or suburbspod.com. There's a link there as well.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope we're going to meet some people who've been listening and for whatever reason haven't gotten in touch. It's a great opportunity to come out, and even if you have been listening for a long time, even better. So
it's going
to
be really fun.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay. All right. What should we play out with here? You got any songs you'd like us to hear?
Actually, I do.
Okay.
Some Janelle Monáe is what I'm feeling right now. Dance Apocalyptic.
Okay.
Awesome.
Someone who loves to dance. That's appropriate.
By the way, she was great on the Oscars.
Oh, my goodness. It was the best.
I didn't know
she did the opening.
Oh, did she?
It was pretty awesome. Yeah. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us is
Mary Edelberg.
Thanks very much, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
And thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll talk to you guys later.
About TV from watching TV. Also, not music related, but I didn't know LeVar Burton could be on Star Trek and on Reading Rainbow at the same time. That learning that kind of messed me up too. So TV. It's been very influential to my music choices.
Yeah. Also, shout out to LeVar Burton.
Shout out to LeVar Burton.